Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. It's really raining quite heavily here, so I hope it's not going to come through the recording. Today, I want to talk about something that has been bubbling up for a while, and I'm actually quite anxious about sharing it. Oh God, why do I have to say this every time? But I don't want to offend anyone. It's so funny because I feel like I am here to provoke thought, but then I feel really shit about triggering people. But then also, like, if we don't speak our truth, if we don't bring things to light where we feel there may be injustices or harm being done, then it's not in integrity for me. Like, I don't feel like I'm in integrity if I'm not calling shit out, you know? And today I want to call shit out. Whew, the burning feeling in my tummy right now. Okay, so what I'm seeing is a trend that's been going for a while right now. And I also don't want to sound like an old, angry, bitter coach, you know, because that's not what this is about. It's really not. God. Okay. You know, I am middle-aged. I am 42 very, very, very shortly. And I went to an event recently where that was really confronting for me to finally figure out that I was no longer in my early 30s, just kind of like partying through life. Not that my early 30s were a party, like my 20s and 30s were not necessarily a party. I had a very deep relationship, an intimate relationship with struggle throughout that time. But there was just a little bit more, I don't want to say immaturity. I don't know. God, I don't want to sound like a righteous fucking C-U-N-T. God, this is so hard for me to get the words out. I think I came my daughter home. No, it's just the dog. Okay, enough procrastinating. Let me just say this. Okay, so what I see is this trend for people holding space without really the ability to hold space. And this comes from years of being in spaces, right? It comes from years of me leaning into my own vulnerability. It comes from years of being 100% dedicated to my own personal, growth and learning. And I have put myself in so many spaces through the years, and some I've felt comfortable in and some I've felt not comfortable. And that's what this is about, really. It's about this trend that I see out there for people who are not in the space to be able to hold space, but they are putting themselves out there and taking people to places that are not safe for them. And it's huge. It's rife. It's rife in this spiritual business, community right now. It really is, with all the cacao ceremonies and the fucking ecstatic dance shit that's going on and the whole leading with vulnerability movement that's been happening the past 2 years. There's some shit going down that I feel like I want to call out now, because I'm seeing a lack of responsibility. I'm seeing a lack of consent, which is the real issue here. That is the real issue. It's the lack of consent. Now, if you haven't listened to Humans Resourced yet, which is the podcast that I recorded in the Byron Bay hinterland with Kelly Brown, all 10 episodes are there for you to download and binge on. But if you haven't yet, go and check out the episode that we did on vulnerability, because it's really centered around this piece of vulnerability being almost a performance. So it's like a selling thing now, right? Like we sell vulnerability, and there's definitely a place for vulnerability. I mean, hello, I'm Carly Nimmo. I have shared, the lowest of the low times. I have been really open and vulnerable, but vulnerability means different things to different people, right? And I am comfortable sharing my struggle, because I've done it so much. It's no longer vulnerable for me to do that. It's vulnerable for me to do this. This feels vulnerable for me. This feels like a stretch outside of my comfort zone to speak my truth, even though it could potentially cause some feelings of like doubt or questioning. And the thing is, like, if you're in doubt or questioning, that's actually a good thing for two reasons. One, if you're in doubt and questioning whether you're capable of holding space for others, awesome. Because we should be more responsible about our ability to hold space, right? That is something legitimate to be concerned about. But if you are concerned about it, chances are that, and you're not doing it yet, chances are that that's a good sign that you are actually capable of holding space, right? But that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is those who are actively creating spaces that are vulnerable but aren't capable of holding the space. And I want those people to hear this episode too, because, and chances are they won't, because they're not really my audience. But I do want people to be questioning their capability of holding space. And I want people to be looking at the way they're using vulnerability in their work with others, right? Because the consent piece is huge. And it is what lacks in a lot of workshops and a lot of spaces and a lot of personal development work. Some people, I guess, think that when someone shows up to your workshop or your retreat, that they are consenting. That is the consent. I mean, who am I fucking kidding? Most people don't even think about consent when they're doing an event. They just show up and do their work. And work in this personal development work, a lot of it is actually can be really quite harmful. To be honest, we're opening people up in ways that are confronting for them. And that can lead to all kinds of ugly shit happening. It can lead to, like a healing crisis. It can open up trauma that wasn't ready to be opened. But then I guess that brings in the question, like, if trauma is opened, is it because it is meant to be opened? But I just feel like there's a lack of responsibility in this space and a lack of capability to hold the space. And the consent piece is, I guess, a question that isn't being asked in a lot of this work. And I think that it's really, really important too. Right? So when I work with my coaching clients, we do go deep. There is some deep exploration and deep, looking at self and looking at the stories and being open and vulnerable and all that kind of shit. But I will never take you somewhere that you aren't prepared to go. And I will always ask for your consent. I will always give you the out. You don't have to go here. You don't have to answer this, but I'm going to, is it okay if I ask this question, you know, or I'm going to ask you this question. It's okay if you don't have the answers. It's okay if you don't want to go there. So I give people the option to opt out. But when we go into a retreat or a conference or an event where there is a lot of deep spiritual tools being used that do have the ability to open up wounds, and we're thrown into those, sometimes even unwillingly, unprepared. And then what I see is, you know, most people then don't feel comfortable saying, okay, this is not okay with me. This doesn't feel safe for me. I'm going to back out. Most people go through it and they're going through it and they're thinking, oh God, this is so uncomfortable. Oh my God, I am such a fuck up. Why can't I just let loose and get into the dance? Why am I not in touch with my womb? Why can't I, you know, like we look internally for the things that are wrong with us rather than honoring the fact that this doesn't feel right. And it's okay for me to leave. It's okay for me to say no. It's okay for me to walk out. It's okay for me to opt out. It's okay for me not to give my all. You know, trust yourself. Trust that you will go where you need to go. And then when you reach up against that point where it feels a little bit too far, make a choice. Choose to go there or choose not to go there, but do not beat yourself up for it. And if you are a facilitator of space, if you are someone who runs events or retreats or, is a speaker like me, or you're a coach or any kind of facilitator, remember the consent piece. The consent piece is super duper important. Give people the opportunity to choose how far they go. Trust that they know. You know? Like, there's a lot of bypassing that happens in this spiritual world and in this coaching and personal development world. There really is. There's a lot of, I know the answers. You know, there's something wrong with you if you're not willing to go here. There's almost like a bullying energy along with it. And I know a lot of people were really confronted by Tony Robbins' I Am Not Your Guru, the irony of that title, that other word that's like irony, but it's not like irony, like, I don't know, contradiction, something like that. a lot of people found that really confronting. Because he does take people beyond that. And that can work for some people. You know, that can work for some people, pushing beyond. But don't shame people for not wanting to go there. There's nothing wrong with them. Maybe there's something wrong with you as the facilitator. Maybe there's something wrong with your ability to safely take people to places that they're afraid to go. You know, because there's a difference between hand-holding, like, you know, walking alongside someone and safely guiding them to, like, I don't know, shoving them in a dark room to fend for themselves. So, yeah, this is just something that I wanted to drop in here, and I will be doing some more stuff around this because I feel like it is a big issue in the world that I work in my industry of personal development and spiritual growth. I do feel like there are more and more people who are not experienced enough in facilitation. And there are a lot of people who are not offering the opportunity for people to consent to the work that they're doing. They're not even ready themselves to take people to these places because, you know, there's also this piece where if you're free and you know, and like for me, this is my, this is not, you know, I mean, this particular episode is quite vulnerable for me, but me sharing my shit, that's not vulnerable for me. It's also not performance, but it's not that vulnerable, right? It's just who I am. It's just me sharing my truth. So I am never going to, I'm never going to force you as my client to be more vulnerable, to like expose yourself more or whatever. I'm going to encourage you to lean in where it feels good for you to lean in, right? And opt out where it doesn't feel good for you. But for a lot of people who are in that space and they're, you know, and they're doing, and they have overcome their own trauma for sure, just the way, same way I have overcome my own trauma, or not overcome, but, you know, in some areas I have overcome it and I have moved on. And in others, there's still trauma. But for someone to be kind of selling this whole, I'm free, I'm fully expressing myself. Like me, this is what I'm doing, right? I'm free. I'm fully expressing myself in the way that feels good for me. But then I'm not going to take you to this place, right? Because you have to want to come here. And if you want to come here with me and we work together on helping you be more of the truth of who you are, then we'll do that together. But it ain't a performance. This ain't a performance. This is real life shit, right? And it's not vulnerable. This is the key, right? If it's not vulnerable for you, you need to acknowledge that. And remember how vulnerable it is for somebody else and fucking respect that. Because there is so much stuff going on with women's sexuality right now too, right? And that this is where I'm really, I guess, feeling into, is this sexual goddess space where there is a lot of ecstatic dance going on. There is a lot of womb, connecting with your womb and connecting with your like sexual goddess. And that's cool. But be sure that there is consent there for the people, because there is so much wounding in this space. And if you're not capable of opening up that and then being able to hold that for someone else, we don't know what other people's trauma is a lot of the time. We only know our own, you know? So it's just extremely irresponsible for us to, and this is the thing, right? Like if you sign up for, a get in touch with your sexual goddess workshop, then for sure, like, but there still has to be an element of consent. The same way there would if we were in a sexual relationship, there has to be consent, right? But you would be more expecting that that would be the case if you signed up for a workshop that was like, get in touch with your erotica, then you kind of know what you're signing up for. Same with like a tantra workshop or whatever it is in that space, right? You know what you're signing up for, so that's cool. But what I'm seeing more and more is that stuff filtering into more mainstream things, which where people haven't been exposed to it. They have never heard of tantra. They have never, never done any goddess work. They've never really even connected with their womb energy. I find expression through dance quite difficult for me. Sorry, I'm just checking the recording's still going. And that's okay, right? That's just not my, I'm free to express myself through dance at home, but I don't have to want to overcome the block that I can't freely express myself in a crowd. That feels really vulnerable and scary for me. And I honor that. You know, sometimes I'll go there, but I guess the thing is, like, I've just been seeing over the last little while people who are impacted negatively by it, and they feel really uncomfortable and they feel almost violated. And that's no different. Well, it is different, but it's no different to violation in other areas of our life. Consent, even when it comes down to vulnerability, you know, when it comes down to human to human contact, there needs to be consent there. You need to be willing to go there. You need to be able to go there. And sometimes we're not. And that is okay. And if we're not, we should be given the option to opt out. That's basically what I'm saying here. As a responsible facilitator, coach, you know, teacher, guide, mentor, whatever, we need to be able to let people know when something is going to be intense or could have, you know, we put trigger warnings on fucking everything, but then we go into a workshop or an event space and there are no trigger warnings. It's just like we're all locked up in the room and expected to all want to, like, you know, shed our clothes and dance like we're fucking witches in the 10th century or some shit, you know, where we haven't necessarily consented to that. So that's what I want to leave you with today, is like, if you are a facilitator, coach, guide, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, consider consent. Consider those areas of your work that could potentially open up trauma or wounding, and offer, just warn, just like give them the trigger warning and give them the option to opt out. Or just let them know that if they're not feeling comfortable in this space, that's okay. You know, we wouldn't, I would never make my daughter hug someone she doesn't, you know, like that's just not the way I parent. There needs to be consent from her. So why aren't we giving the same consent to people who come and work with us? That's the point, right? It requires consent. And then if you are someone who goes to events and or is being coached, you know, or is working with someone or on a retreat, and something comes up that you feel very uncomfortable with, know that you can say no. Know that there's nothing wrong with you for owning where you're at. No one is going to advocate for yourself the way you can advocate for yourself. But so often we just are going along with the crowd. We're going along because everyone's doing it, and it would look weird if we said, no, I don't feel comfortable with this. You know, it would make us like, I don't know, a drama queen or hysterical or that bossy one who always, you know, like fuck that shit. Because when you step up and say, this isn't comfortable for me, I don't feel right here, it also gives someone else the permission to go, oh, wow, okay, I don't feel comfortable here either. So that's why I'm speaking up today on this, even though I feel really uncomfortable about it. I'm stepping up and speaking about this because I want you to be your own advocate. And as a coach or facilitator or whatever, I want you to own the level of responsibility that is on your shoulders when you work with others. And I want you to respect the boundaries of those people who come into your sphere. You know, if someone has consent, like this is the thing, you can be one of those hardcore coaches that's like, yeah, come on, let's just fucking do it. Yeah, yeah. Push beyond those boundaries. Push beyond those boundaries. If there is consent, go for it. But just take a moment to consider that there might not be. And if that's the case, have a conversation about it. All right. That's it from me today. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook, or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.